Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lur Nishmas Arba Kosham Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Tes. The Gemara Udal concludes the Hilchos Shiroi Loitzri Chishumo. You don't have to have valuation for silk that's being used for Kiddushin. Says Toises, the Rabbi Rutam said, only Shiroi, only silk, which people know approximately their valuation. But something that you do not know the valuation, for example, expensive jewels, expensive stones, that's something that you're not allowed to give a Isha, but you can use that for Kiddushin, because she doesn't know what the valuation is, she may assume it's more than what it is. And there Rabbi Rutam says that's the reason that the minig is to use a ring that has no jewel or no stone on it. Just a plain ring. That's the reason, because the Shuma, the valuation, is known for everybody. And there's the Makor over here in the Tosis in the Masechta. That we're using a ring for marriage, for Kiddushin. Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simulam now brings that as well. The reason why we have a minhag to use the tabas without an Evan, because that's an item people know its valuation. But the minhag to use a ring has other sources, has other reasonings for it. There's a big inyan of pi Kabbalah, pi Machshava, to use a ring dafka for Kiddushin. The Chinuch already, in Pasha's Shaftim, in Mitzvah Taf Kuf Nun Beis, when he speaks about the inyan of Kiddushin, he says the Kiddushin is to be Miyachad Deisho. So the husband will not just have a relationship with anybody, only with a woman who's Miyuchad to him. And also, for the Isha perspective, she will be loyal to her husband only and not to be with anybody else. And that's why the Minig is, says the Chinuch, to use a ring, so it'll always be on the finger of the Isha to remind her that she's married and she won't be with anybody else. The Ramah and Eben Ezer Simon Chof Zayin says that there's a minhag to mikdash with a tabas, with a ring. V'yeshlem tam b'tikuni zoyer. There's a reason, there's a source for it in tikuni zoyer. So in Likuti Maharich, which is the minhagim of the Hasidim, he brings over there, that he brings the Ramah, he says that's a pikabola, a pizoyer. But he says also a pipshat, I have a reason, an explanation, why we use a tabat. Because we know in the Torah, what does a tabat do? What does a ring do? The ring is what connects two items together. We know that the Mishkan, how do you connect the two mats, or the two types of mats that were in the Mishkan? With the tabas, tabas ha'achas. Also the choshe was connected with a tabas, with a ring. The ring is the connector. So the ring represents connection, that's what we use it for kiddushi, that's what we use it when a man marries a woman. And the truth is that what he says, al pi pshat, that's what the Vilna Gaon explains, al pi kabbalah. Because there in Tikkuni Zohar, he speaks about the idea of pi kabbalah, what is iskiso? Iskiso is a tabas. And the Zohar says that that's the reason that by a marriage we say, mekudesh is betabas zu. So it says the Vilna Gaon there, because the tabas does a chibur. It's a chibur sheshneim, connecting two together. So the Vira Gro on Tikkuni Zohar says the pshat api kabbalah the same way the Maharich says api pshat. Tabaz is a connector. Tabaz is a chibur, and that's why we use a tabaz dafka to connect the ish v'isha together. And we can add to this what I heard many times from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal. The idea of a tabaz is that tabaz is a circle. And a circle means it's something which always stays in its same place, goes again and again. From the beginning of the movement of the circle, you know exactly where it's going to go. There's no deviation, there's no sides. It's always again and again the eagle. The eagle is something which is continuous the whole time. And that's part of the idea that tabas, it connects things together and it remains that way. It doesn't move from each other. And just end with what the footnotes on the Kutim Ma'arich brings. There's a sefer called Chasan Damim, that was written by Zalman Runkil, who was the Rebbe of the Maharil. So it's a very big kadmon. And there he writes that the reason he used a tabas, because the numeric value, the gematria of hatabas, is kiddushin. That's why we do kiddushin with tabas. So that's a good remez to remember. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, or to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.